أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين آج اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل
حضور says that today by the grace of Allah with this Friday sermon the Jamaat Ahmadiyya New Zealand is starting its jalsa and will gathering. Huzur says that as on occasion of the jalsa salanas of other countries I have already mentioned on several occasions that the purpose of holding this Jalsa Salana in the eyes of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was that the hearts of those who believe in him should be such that they love Allah Almighty, should be filled with the love of Allah, and every Ahmadi should have a relationship with Allah Almighty, and as a result of that he should be one who has a high moral standard. There should be a clear difference between an Ahmadi and a non-Ahmadi, very clearly visible. So this Jalsa Salana, which was started by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam some 116 years ago, today according to that tradition, following the desire of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and in order to get those blessings, all Ahmadis in all Ahmadi world throughout this type of Jalsa Salana is held, and your Jalsa Salana is also being held for the same purpose. Therefore during the year, because of some difficulties, you have not been able to achieve those objectives during the year which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned for the benefit of his community, for the purpose of which he established this community, for the purpose of which Allah Almighty has established him and sent him. So when you get together here, especially to get this spiritual atmosphere, then according to the teachings of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, according to this teaching, you have to bring about some changes. There seems to be a problem with the sound system, and Huzur remarks that it looks like the noise of a plane. And Huzur says that not only during these 2 days of Jalsa Salana you should keep this point in mind, but even afterwards you have to pay attention to this objective. Only in that case we would be able to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat in the best possible manner to other people. And only through this one, we will be able to bring the creatures of God closer to God Almighty. If we did not bring about these changes in ourselves, then there will be no impact of whatever we say. If we have this claim that we are going to convey this message to the world, then before that we have to bring about these changes in us. So therefore every Ahmadi has to pay attention to this objective, that he should always be fully realizing each and every moment that we are Ahmadis. And if there is no change to be seen in him, then it doesn't make any difference whether he is an Ahmadi or not. This very realization that I am an Ahmadi and I have to bring about a change in myself, this will occur at a time when you are always worried and concerned that Allah Almighty is watching over each and everything that I perform. When you will have this realization that Allah Almighty is watching over me all the time, then in that case you will always remember Allah Almighty in your heart. You will be reminded of the offering of the 5 daily prayers, and you will also be reminded of acting upon other instructions of Allah Almighty. If all the attributes of Allah Almighty are very clear to you, then you will be mindful of that. And if you always keep yourself and your tongues busy in the remembrance of Allah Almighty, and if by the grace of Allah our tongues are always busy with the remembrance of Allah in whatever we are doing each and every time, then we will be mindful of performing good deeds. And this very realization of performing good deeds, that actually brings about a very pious and noble change in the life of a person. And this very realization reminds him to bring about the changes. This verse I have recited, Huzur says Allah Almighty has also drawn our attention to this point, that you should be praying Allah Almighty and do his remembrance with utmost sincerity and devotion and remembrance in the hours of the morning and the evening. You should always be remembering Allah Almighty. If you don't do so, then you will be among those who are unmindful of that. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, the moment you become unmindful, that very moment you become the disbeliever. So after accepting Islam, then after you have entered into the community of this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it will be a great shame for anybody that he should not be doing like that. So therefore, morning and evening, you should always be remembering Allah, and you should act upon the instructions of Allah Almighty and bring about a change in our life. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, Huzur quotes, that our days should be spent in the fear of Allah, and we should be careful that Allah Almighty should not be unhappy with us because of any transgression that we may commit. And when this realization will be there, then we will always keep the remembrance of Allah and His fear of Allah, and also we will be remembering Him with our tongues, and we will be mindful of acting upon His instruction. Then we will also be reminded of having good relationship with other fellow beings, the creatures of Allah, and also the attachment with the administration of the Jamaat, and also the fidelity and loyalty to the institution of Khilafat will also be in our mind. So in all these things will be there if we have the fear of Allah in our hearts. And He has mentioned that your night should also bear a witness that you have spent the night with the fear of Allah Almighty, with piety, with righteousness. So when you are spending the nights in that way with righteousness, then all types of absurdities and bad things, you will completely be avoiding those. There are so many such things and so many attractions of this nature which are present nowadays, which make a person unmindful of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. All these things in the present the so-called civilization world of today are in the society which are very commonly being introduced and spread in society, the free mixing of men and women, and the free society, the free mixing among them, and similarly the youngsters holding their meetings till late in night. All these things, Hazur says, that which a person take the person far away from the remembrance of Allah. Every Ahmadi therefore should always try to protect himself from these absurdities of this age. And everything which is stopping you from bringing about a reformation in yourself, you should try to avoid that, because these things cannot grant you the satisfaction of heart. Some people think that these worldly things, if you have, you will be satisfied, while the fact is that if you pursue these worldly things, you are always increasing in your greed of getting more of those things. And in this effort, as all people cannot achieve all these things, therefore the result is that he is always going away from Allah. So every Ahmadi should always be mindful that he should get the satisfaction of his heart by following the instructions of Allah Almighty and keeping himself busy in the remembrance of Allah. And Allah Almighty has given this assurance in this world, Huzur says, there are so many people who are selling various commodities, and they are giving large size of posters and announcements saying that these things will grant you satisfaction of heart. But actually this thing never happens. The taller the claim they may be, but Allah Almighty, when He gives the assurance that those people who remember Me, they are going to be given the satisfaction of heart, and those people who act upon His instructions, Allah Almighty gives the guarantee that they are going to get the satisfaction of heart, and they will get a real satisfaction in their heart. As Allah Almighty says, Allah bizikrillahi tatmainul qulub, that you understand it fully well, that with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts get real satisfaction and contentment. And the remembrance of Allah should always be besides offering the five daily prayers. The fear of Allah is also like remembrance of Allah. As I mentioned, there should be various prayers, and he should be always making those prayers, reciting those prayers. And as a result of that, he gets the fear of Allah in his heart. Regarding this, Allah Almighty has also told us that the remembrance of Allah should not only be confined to the five daily prayers, but apart from that, at each and every moment, we should be remembering Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, that the wise people are those and the believers are those who in standing position are sitting or when they are lying on their sides, they always remember Allah Almighty. Every time they are filled with the remembrance of Allah. This is what a real mu'min means. And this is the indication of a believer. And as a result of that, he increases in his faith and also he gets the boldness. And Allah Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فَيَةً فَاسْبُتُوا وَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O ye believers, when you confront a fighting army, then you remember Allah Almighty so that you could be successful. So therefore, in order to have the strength to stand against a vice, then in order to have this courage to stand against these evil temptations and to get the help of Allah Almighty, it is imperative to keep yourself busy in remembrance of Allah Almighty. Satan is the greatest enemy of man. In this world today, there are various ways in which he misleads the people. With his own armies, the Satan attacks the people and in our progressed countries or progressive countries or even in these developed countries, and as a result of these attacks of Satan, people come under the influence of these attacks, and these so-called civilized society, the people tend to get their weaknesses and shortcomings and vices. So in order to be protected from the attacks of these people and also to be free from all types of complexes in this way, we have to always keep ourselves busy in remembrance of Allah. This is very imperative. And as a result of that, you will get the courage, you will get the reformation. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that the remembrance of Allah is such a great thing that this gives you the contentment. He says that as far as possible, one should be keeping himself busy in remembrance of Allah. This will get you the satisfaction. Yes, it is true that for this purpose, you will have to work very hard. And when you, if you feel tired, then you will not be able to get this satisfaction. So with a perseverance and steadfastness, you have to work for that. If you lose your heart and become lazy in this one, then you won't be able to get it. Then you won't have the strength to combat with Satan. And you will leave this path halfway. And then you will not be able to create any reformation or improvement in yourself. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ala bi zikrillahi tatmainnul kulub. The real philosophy of this statement is that when a person with utmost devotion and loyalty, he remembers Allah Almighty, and every time, every moment of time, he considers him to be in the presence of Allah, with that there is a sense of a fear of the greatness of Allah Almighty imprinted on his heart, and that protects him from vices and sins, and a person progresses in piety and righteousness as a result of that. Therefore, Huzur says that in view of all the vices of this current present society, it is very essential in order to be protected from that we should be remembering Allah Almighty, and this will make an Ahmadi distinct from the rest of the people. And this will make an outstanding distinction between them. So this pious revolution, in order to create that, every Ahmadi should work very hard. So that when they look at your example, and when they listen to these things and they observe that, as a result of that, this will become the source of attracting these people to the message of Ahmadiyyat. Because in this age, the present day ulama, they have interpreted Islam in such a wrong way that totally a negative image, wrong picture of Islam has been projected to the world. And those who are non-Muslims, they do not see Islam with very good sentiments. because the true teachings of Islam, which has been presented before us by the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, that picture is so beautiful that everybody is bound to be attracted to that one. So therefore, please remember it all the time that every Ahmadi should, it is the responsibility of every Ahmadi that he should be upholding the teachings of Islam and also spread the same message. The majority of the people living here are from Fiji. Four families are from Pakistan. All of them, they should remember that whether you are Fijian or from Pakistan, the responsibility of all is to convey the same message to the world. And with reference to Fiji, I would like to say that the Ahmadiyyat was introduced there 40 to 50 years ago. And those people who have been able to join the community, they have actually brought about some revolution and changes in them. They have sacrificed for the cause of Jamaat. And they have also made this message of Ahmadiyyat a part of their life, and they have conveyed the message to other people. And now you see, within a short time, they have converted a lot of people to Ahmadiyyat. Now, that as compared to with the, that time, your number is more, facilities are more, and opportunities are more. Now, with this determination, you should get more and more paths, and this attention is not being paid as it was done by those before you. The people of Fiji are also listening to me, and some of them are here. Huzur says that those who live in Fiji, I would like to say to them that they should increase the pace of their tabligh activities and show their personal example so that they can really bring about a change for Islam. And the people who are living here, they should also convey the message to other people and bring about a change in the world here today. Here, Huzur says that you should go and find out the possibilities of tabligh. You should go to smaller places. In previous years, two, three times, I have drawn the attention to this subject that there are more chances of getting the acceptance in smaller places and more chances of conveying the message to the people over there, particularly in the third world countries. If they are opposed, if there is an opposition, then this is because of ignorance. It's not because of the materialistic point of view. And then people from various nationalities in Fiji and also here in Australia as well, there are people. You should try to reach to these people and give them the literature in their own language and keep your contact alive with them. Develop this, your relationship with these people. And in your own temperaments and your own selves, you should also bring about some revolution and changes. And these changes will be visible to these people. And as I mentioned earlier, Rasul says that when these people will be able to observe these things in you, and they will also hear the remembrance of Allah from your tongue, then these continuous contacts, these things will be there to bring these people closer to you. And in these countries, Hazur says, there are some people who have left the Jamaat, those who are called Lahoris, those who believe in Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam but don't believe in the institution of Khilafat. Some of the people have met me. Maybe there are some people are also here. They meet in a nice way. You should also have a regular contact with these people, and you should also pray for them. And Allah Almighty, as a result of that, will be able to change the condition of their heart. So Hazur says anyway, by doing so, all these things, in order to get into the field of tabligh, and as I mentioned earlier, Hazur says that by supplicating to Allah Almighty, and always keeping your tongues busy in His remembrance, and secondly, Huzur says that you should also do this with that pious change. you should also try to increase your knowledge. Every section will have different standards. In order to achieve those standards, you should work very hard to achieve those standards. And there are some fundamental things which I have noted. And here I have not checked so far, but previously I have been doing so. Huzur says that about the Jamaat, about Islam, there are some fundamental things. Some people don't know about that. They should try to learn that. The ladies and the youngsters should also be included in this campaign. And there are some Ahmadis, but they do not know what really Ahmadiyyat stands for, why they are Ahmadis, and what is the true claim of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. What prophecies the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made about the promised Messiah, they do not know. They should try to know that. There are various questions of this nature, and until and unless all members of the Jamaat, including ladies, if they should take the ladies along with them, if you don't take them along with you, then this victory will not be complete. The ladies living in villages, they generally lack this knowledge. In this respect, why they don't know why we are Ahmadis and what is the purpose of that. And because of that, they can't look after their future generations. They can't do tabligh because of the lack of knowledge. So this, I have given this example in context of Fiji. Here, the comparatively more learned and well-informed ladies have come here, but according to the situation here, but the activities should not be in a different way. But these victories only come your way when you have the link with Allah Almighty. And then you should also try to increase your level of religious education and information, and you should pay more attention to the education of your ladies, especially those ladies who are not so educated. There is a great need of teaching them the basics of religion, and there should be a campaign launched about it, and every young and old, every Ahmadi should be there to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat. And as a result of that, as you will be reformed, you will be reminded of your self-improvement. Similarly, there will be more opportunities of tabligh being opened for you, and at the same time, some internal problems of various families will also be resolved, which are there because of their marriages into other religions. Because of the benefit of this knowledge and the attachment with the Jamaat, they will be improving the situation, and the standard of their sacrifices will also increase. Huzur says that in New Zealand, the Jamaat is not very old. All the members are from among the early Ahmadis here. And all of you, you should try to bring about changes in yourself. And in order to reform yourself, you have to pay great attention. And then you should go into the field of tabligh and increase your activities. So if you work hard on these lines, then this message of Ahmadiyyat, you can convey this message very quickly if you plan properly, as the your elders did it. So you should also do like that. Regarding the relationship I was mentioning earlier on, he says that there seem to be a lot of problems here, especially for the marriages of their daughters. For this purpose, Huzur says that the Department of Matrimonial Affairs in the Jamaat, all these four or five countries here, they should have a close link up, and they should find out what possible effort can be made, and full record should be kept here. I have seen generally, whether in small places or bigger places, the girls are well educated, I have seen, and in Australia as well, and also in other places. So just by the way I have mentioned this thing, Hazrat Musa Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he draws our attention to get the nearness of Allah Almighty and to bring about the pious changes in us, and in, and also to take our families, wives and children along with us. He says that the blessing of Allah is always given to those people who always take step forward to Allah Almighty. And in one place, and they do not stand at one place, and these are the people who will have their good end. Some of the people I have seen that they have great desire in the beginning, but when they move forward, they completely stop there. At one point, they are greatly attentive to these things, and they want to everything good, but they then don't proceed along with that. Their end is not good. Allah Almighty has mentioned, given this prayer, Vaslehli fi surriyati, that, O Allah, improve the condition of my progeny. So, along with the improvement of yourself, you should also continuously pray for the improvement of the life of your progeny. And these are the problems sometime because of the children, because of the wife, the problems are there. So, one should analyze, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that they came under trial in these countries because they got married into others outside the Jamaat, and then these children, they go away from religion, and there are certain families who are now getting more and more reminder about it, and they are realizing this mistake, but there are some others who are better than others. So this improvement and the life of affluence should not take you away from your religion and to following your religion. Sometime it happens that some people make mistake, but then if some step is taken by the administration of the Jamaat, which is very which is very strict, then they have this complaint that we have been thrown out of the Jamaat and we have been put to disgrace and things like that. But if the people really know their religion, and then this sort of situation will never happen. So therefore Huzur says that you yourself and also your families, your children, their link with Khilafat should be established. And for this, remember this prayer taught by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith it is mentioned that a companion told Hazrat Umm Salma, the wife of the Prophet, that when the Holy Prophet used to be with you, what was his prayer most of the time? She said that he used to pray most of the time that the one in whose hand are the hearts of people, you grant me the steadfastness and firmness and perseverance. And he said to Hazrat Umm Salma that the heart of every person is in between the two fingers of Allah, so to say, and he gives a steadfastness to whomsoever he gives and doesn't grant to whomsoever he doesn't like. So therefore every Ahmadi should do this way, that the blessing Allah Almighty has given to you and to your family, you should always keep that in your heart, and this cannot be done without the blessing of Allah. And in order to absorb the blessings of Allah Almighty, one greatest method is to remember Him and to worship Him and to pray to Him. So therefore, in yourself and also your families and progenies, instill this habit of remembrance of Allah. The heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was completely pure from shirk. And if in spite of that he used to pray so regularly, so how much we should be particular and mindful about our offering of the prayer. So we should seek help of Allah, we should seek repentance from Allah Almighty, so that in actual we are able to present the true teachings of Islam to other people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in what form of person he wanted to see all of us, I present for example. He says that in hadith it is mentioned, At-tayibu min az-zambi kaman la zamba lahu, that the one, now those people who have repented for their sins, now this is a new beginning that you are making. you have repented from your sins, and so now a new account has been opened, as if, and now the people who make the initiation in a solemn way, they are forgiven. And he says there are two types of responsibilities, one towards Allah and one towards his fellow being. The first loss is there when a person knowingly and intentionally, when he disobeys the command of Allah in action or in instruction, and if he disobeys that, and it is a time when people should be very mindful about their actions. There are some very small things of sins which people do not realize, but the example shown by our community should be such that the enemies should also declare that although they are opposed to us, but they are certainly better than us. The practical example should be so right that the enemies should be giving the witness for your improvement and for your good actions and for your good morals. And even the enemies should be making this testimony that these are people who fear Allah and following the commandments of Allah. And he said that also remember that Allah Almighty looks to the bottom of your heart, and he knows your hearts fully well. Simply the recitation of kalima from your tongue doesn't give you any benefit at all if you are not reciting the statement of repentance from your heart. So the word, they say astaghfirullah from their word, from their tongue, but do not really understand what does it mean. Actually, the seeking of forgiveness of sin should be with great sincerity and the firm resolve to be avoiding all the sins in the future, and also the supplication to Allah Almighty that I should be protected from sins. If this is not the way of the istighfar, then this istighfar is meaningless and not of great benefit. And wisdom requires that a person should stop before the punishment befalls to the people. And when the punishment is there, at that time to seek help and cry for help is something common with all the people. Huzur says that this part of the world is such where at various times the fear of earthquake is there. There was a danger yesterday about the coming of tsunami, but Allah Almighty averted that. So in order to be grateful to Allah Almighty, people should be remembering Allah more. If the catastrophe could have been there, it would have been very, very severe, but Allah Almighty saved us. So one should always be inclined towards Allah Almighty. So when the punishment of Allah is from all sides, at that time a Christian and Arya and everybody for that matter would be crying for the help of Allah. If a mu'min also does like that, then what is the difference between a believer and a non-believer? The mu'min is a person who repents to Allah Almighty and seeks his help before the calamity befalls him. Remember this point very well. The mu'min is the one who believes in the words of Allah before the coming of this punishment, and he remembers Allah Almighty. The one who repents, remember this, that he has mercy upon him, and also he has mercy upon his family and progeny, because they can be also protected with the mercy of Allah Almighty. If there is a one pious person somewhere and all other people are also saved from the calamity as a blessing of that. So if somebody doesn't do like this, then he does wrong to not only him but also his family member. The one who doesn't pray, and the one who doesn't pray, there is no difference between him and an animal. Allah Almighty says yaquluna kama taqulul anam, that these people they spend the life of animals, and the hell is going to be their destiny. So therefore, if your claim of bath is only with the confined to your words, then it is not something good. Actually, your actions should be giving the proof of your becoming Ahmadi. And I can't understand that the punishment of Allah should befall on that person whose account with Allah is clear. And Allah Almighty does not disgrace anybody who truly repents to Allah Almighty. Therefore, you get up at night time and do efforts and pray to Allah most sincerely that may Allah have mercy upon you. You always keep your account clear with Allah, so that blessings of Allah should be with you all the time. Whatever you do, don't do it with your personal desire, rather for the sake of Allah, so that you should be rewarded by Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty may grant this assistance and help to everyone and enable them that they should be changing, molding their life according to the teachings of Islam, and they should be such people who get the nearness to Allah Almighty, and also they include and give this blessing to their families, to their wives and children. And these days of Jalsa Salana, Huzur says that these should become the means of creating this pious change in all of us. And because of these pious changes in you, and as a result of that, there should be the message of Islam should be spread among the people of this country. And the message, may Allah enable you to convey this message as quickly as possible. As I mentioned, Huzur says that these 2 days, you should spend these 2 days in remembrance of Allah. May Allah enable you to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله